The Great Houdini. So much has been written about this character that we can't contribute more, except to accentuate the less known data. Harry Houdini, 1874 to 1926, born Eric Weiss, has been considered by many the greatest magician and escapist of all time. Many of the biographies written about him are unreliable, since they were based on his own writings, and he was quite fanciful about it. He said, "I can unlock an ordinary handcuff by simply hitting it on the floor." In fact, he could do it because he was the greatest expert in the world on it. He locked himself in cubicles with hidden mechanisms, traps, or replaced the nails that held the lid for shorter ones that yielded when he pushed. The handcuffs releasing was the only without a trick. None resisted him. But how did he do it? He made some tiny keys. He always had a tool hidden in unsuspected places, between the toes, because he was undressed before, or sometimes swallowed it to vomit later. But he has a great merit. In many cases, he did not know what kind of handcuffs would immobilize him, but when he saw them, he identified the type of key he needed. In fact, many tricks didn't have to do with a deception, but with hours, days, months, and years of training to carry out very fast operations. The story of his years of training is exciting, especially his period as a locksmith apprentice. In the circus, he learned from a Japanese sword swallower to swallow anything, including living animals, and to regurgitate them. Other teachers were fakirs, gamblers, tumblers. He was also a master of advertising, at no extra cost. He went to police stations to challenge the officers, "Lock me in a cell, handcuff me, and I will escape." He knew that in police stations, there were reporters waiting for news, and so he made sure that the next day, his name would be in the headlines. His most repeated trick was the metamorphosis, which he made with his wife Bess in just 3 seconds. Represented from the beginning of his career up to 18 times a day, and the protagonist of his last tour in 1926, talking about this issue, is telling the story of a marriage that lasted 33 years. In it, his wife showed how Houdini was tied up and stuffed into a sack and then into a trunk. A curtain was drawn, Bess clapped 3 times, and before the public's eye, Houdini appeared standing and inside the enclosed trunk, and his wife bound and shaking into the sack. "The climax of all my work," Houdini said, "is the water torture cell, a tank with a capacity of 1,000 litres of water, where he was introduced upside down with his ankles trapped and the tank locked with padlocks. In fact, several imitators had serious problems in attempting to do so, although the trick that had the most tragic consequences was to get out of a straitjacket suspended in the air with a rope, which Houdini often did, but which caused the death to several escapists less professional." One funny aspect is the portrait of the fierce rivalry between magicians. Houdini went so far as to disguise himself to attend the spectacles of his rivals, who copied his repertoire and unmasked them. He wore a wig, a grey beard, a hat, a stick, and a fake silicone nose, and at the high point, he challenged the rival in front of his own audience. "If you're so good, do this." And he made them look ridiculous. He even used his brother as a fake competitor in order to take more rooms and prevent their competitors from renting them. Houdini, who triumphed earlier in Europe than in the United States, rubbed shoulders with presidents of his country like Roosevelt and Wilson, and performed before the Russian Tsarina, who, fascinated, wanted him to stay in the court of St. Petersburg. When he rejected the offer, he found another savior, the famous miracle worker Rasputin, whose influence with the Tsarina was so great that in the end, the Russian government called on Houdini to unmask the Siberian sorcerer. Wisely, Harry did not want to get mixed up in this kind of business. He was also a pioneer in the world of aviation, a filmmaker, and a writer. Houdini's relationship with spiritualism, a fashion of the time, was troubled and ruined his friendship with the writer Arthur Conan Doyle, the creator of Sherlock Holmes. After the death of his mother, Houdini tried for years to communicate with her, but he always met with fraudulent mediums who used sound and visual tricks to deceive people. And Houdini was impossible to deceive. He never fell. Conan Doyle's wife claimed to have psychic powers, and one day he was invited to a session. After entering into a trance, Mrs. Doyle wrote 15 pages of a letter dictated by Houdini's mother. He was very angry because the letter was in English, a language that his mother did not speak, and with generic statements that anyone could do. This tried his patience and made him undertake a crusade against spiritualism. In this line, there was a trick that Houdini did one day for his credulous friend Conan Doyle. He told him to go out and write something on paper. When he came back, Houdini made an automatic mechanism write those phrases, in Hebrew, on a blackboard. "Friend Arthur," he said, "I assure you it is a simple trick, which I will not reveal, but there is no supernatural power." Despite his militancy against spiritualism, every Halloween there are sessions organized around the world to bring him back.